Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
And thanks to Prestige Jayco, we can go downstairs, Australia's number one motorhome dealer. Call in, speak to the experienced team on the Bellarine Highway in Newcombe. The man who's going to join us, three-time premiership player at the Lions, also 2019 VFL premiership coach, and now looking after the forwards at the Richmond Football Club, Craig McRae. Craig, welcome to K-Rock Football Fly, and we obviously wish you well this evening. Fair to say the forwards didn't quite fire the way you would have liked them to last week. What have you done to twist their tail this week?
Yeah, it was an interesting offensive game, wasn't it? We kicked five goals apiece, and it was hard work for the forwards.
It was extraordinary.
It's funny, just the connection between all the lines to connect and going inside 50 was pretty poor, and our forwards need to set the ground up really well. But it's hard when you're training during the week, because we're in little groups of eight, so we get one chance a week to work at the chemistry and then match day. So it's a bit foreign at the minute.
So with that limited training preparation, does it become about the physical side of it, the mental side of it, the structural side of it? What do you actually work on to try and improve that performance?
I think it's the good thing with our group is we've got a lot of experience, and we've been playing the same way or similar way for a number of years now, so the players know it. So just the reinforcement through the tapes early in the week and reminding players and then just talking about getting back to what we do well, and I think that's going to stand us in good stead.
Craig, Darren Berry upstairs, thanks for joining us tonight. I'll get the obvious one out of the way. I'm sure as commentators we come to watch the great players play, and a bit disappointed tonight to not have Dusty out there, maybe not as much as you are disappointed not to have him out there, but how close was it? I mean, I'm tipping Dusty doesn't pull out lightly or be ruled out lightly, and an extension of it, Craig, is it just the one weaker?
Oh, we're hoping so, Darren. He trained yesterday or the day before main training. He seemed to move okay. We were pretty confident he was going to get up, but just the last minute, the doctors come into a match committee and said, "Look, we're just going to be cautious with this." And at the moment, we're hoping it's just a 1 week thing.
Yep. Just on the game, I called Hawthorn and Geelong last week, and Geelong opened them up in their second half, and it seemed to be the pace and the small forwards, of which you guys have certainly got the pace factor. Is that something tonight where you think you might be able to exploit the Hawks? We know they're well coached and they'll probably be keen to make amends too, but is that one area that we can look for?
Yeah, absolutely, Darren. I think it's going to be a fascinating part of the game because they're number one in the comp for contested marks, and their aerial power is pretty strong, and they've got a tall back line. We've got a lot of small guys, so we want to try to get that ball to ground, and that's been the focus coming in. We want to turn up a bit more than we did last week and get the right amount of small guys at the front, and hopefully our big guys can get the ball to ground and we can capitalise.
Thanks to
last week that was shown in the second quarter, second half, wasn't it?
Certainly was. Thanks to Prestige Jayco. We're talking to Craig McRae from inside the Richmond huddle at the moment. Heath Buck is also part of our team, but I'll now hand it over to Lee Brown, who I must say picked Dusty as only travelling on about three cylinders last week, and Leroy was all over it last week, so we wish Dusty well on his return. Lee.
Boy, good luck tonight and to your team. Can you tell us, obviously we've mentioned Martin a couple of times, can you tell us who might get more of an opportunity through the middle of the ground, or will it be a different structure go through there? Is it just a picket that spends a bit more time or someone like that?
Well, we had the extra forward last week, Brownie, and he sort of played up the ground, whether it was Stack, and Higgins played a bit more in the forward line. I think someone like Cads might come down, Josh Caddy, play a bit of wing, and if we play Lynch in the ruck, we might get someone like that down there, or like you said, picket. But going in the first quarter, we sort of back our system in, and then hopefully Dusty does play reasonably deep. We might play a little bit higher up the ground and try to get him out of the back a little bit. We'll see how that plays out.
Now, you look after the forwards, and last week we saw your big spearhead, Tom Lynch, go into the ruck a few times. Does that make you a little bit nervous?
I think it makes Lynchy pretty nervous. He doesn't, and Jack, they don't want to do much jumping. They go in there and pretty much just try to spook the opposition and play as an extra ground level. But I think, as you know, being a forward, you can get starved at times. It's good to get up the ground and run around a bit. I think they're enjoying the freedom of that.
Yep. And you obviously coached the VFL side previously. What's been their sort of routine or set up this week? They got a practice game in against a Hawthorn side. Have they played previously before tonight? What's their routine, and how are they finding it by not having a set game each week and a set structure?
Yeah, it's really difficult, Brenno. We just watched a scrimmage game just before they played a game at Punt Road at 2 o'clock, and it's like 14 v 14, and it is really difficult for those guys. I feel for them. Like I said, we're training in groups of eight, and they're quite removed from the main group, and then have to come together on the weekend or Thursday today and put a performance in without any outcome for the team. So I feel for them. Being in that position, coaching those guys, you want to keep them as connected as possible, but it's a real challenge at the moment. But pleasing to go over and watch them play, and Nankervis played really well, and young Dow, he looks like a real player for us. So he's still getting opportunities to shine.
Craig, Heath Buck here. Good luck this evening, mate. I'll be interested as an assistant coach when you have these Thursday night games, and this is obviously the third one you've had to start the season, what your sort of plan is post the game, and do you watch the rest of the games, throughout, Friday night through the Saturday and Sunday? Do you sort of absorb yourself in it? Do you enjoy watching the rest of the games? Do you have to watch them? So how do you go about the rest of the weekend yourself?
It was a busy schedule. We've played Thursday night, as you said. You get home late and then you're into reviewing your own game. And I did the oppo this week, so I had to prepare all that. And that takes a day and a half, and watching the last games and the like. And before you know it, you wake up and it's Thursday, it's match day. A lot of the days go really quickly. But I love footy. I love watching as much as I can. I watch the 2,000 people support the SA Derby, and I just love watching as much footy as I can. But you learn a lot too. There's a lot going on at the moment.
Now, Fly, knowing you've got a fair bit of energy built up inside, how did you handle isolation? What did you get up to?
I was hopeless, Brandy. Absolutely hopeless. I was, it was terrible. You get stood down as everyone did in the industry, and you start to question what's going on. Do you have a future? And you've been doing it a long time now. I hope to do it for a lot longer than that yet. But I was terrible. I tried to do a bit of handiwork stuff, but I'm the worst handyman. If you had a top five worst handyman in Australia, I'd be in it for sure.
And Camden McIntosh, she's been an emergency since prelim final of the VFL last year. Is there any chance you might pick him at some stage so he can play a game of footy?
Yeah, poor Capson. He's trying his guts out to get a game. And our system changed a fair bit last year. We wanted a lot of players with flexibility in what they do, and being able to play multiple roles. And unfortunately for Camden, he's so good at what he does on that wing and playing our structure. But he has lacked a little bit of flexibility, and that's something we're trying to give him opportunities in the VFL to try to play other roles. So he's a great worker, and hopefully something presents for him soon.
Craig, nothing to do with tonight's game, but you obviously played in a golden era, something you look back on, I'm sure, over your life and say, well, three flags there. And we've had the Hall of Fame recently, and we saw brown and black go in. No, I'm not going to push you there yet, but you'll have to wait a couple more. But Alistair Lynch has got to be surely close to that type of status, doesn't he?
Yeah, he was unbelievable. Like I'm 5 foot tall, and I got Lynchy. I played most of my career under his underneath him, and he didn't drop too many marks. That's why I didn't get many kicks. But he was sensational to play alongside. And I think just time is the thing that's holding him back. He was kicking 70 plus goals. I remember one year he kicked 70 or close to 80 goals, and he got 14th in their best and fairest. So I just couldn't believe it. That was the depth of our list at that stage. It was a remarkable time. It was some good memories. A 20-year reunion next year shows how old we're getting.
20-year reunion.
Yeah.
Now, I thought Lynchy might have missed out because of those wild swings he had at Wakeland on grand final day. The swing. I thought they're going to have to make him wait a bit longer. But great.
He knew he was injured, didn't he, Fly? He knew he was done.
Yeah, he did. I'd retired. I'd announced my retirement leading into the finals, and then she gave me a letter going to the game. I was sitting next to him on the bus, and I opened it, but he told me he's going to retire, and I think he knew he had a dodgy quad going into it. So it was a memory no one will forget.
Went down swinging.
Hey, let's hope your team's swinging tonight in all the right directions. Make sure that you might manage to kick more than five goals as you did last week. So, great. Appreciate your time on K-Rock Footy.
Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Craig McRae, thanks to Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer. Call in, speak to the experienced team on the Bellarine Highway at Newcombe.
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.